You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces in the Trends Hub upstairs, and I'm with Victoria Redshaw with Scarlet Opus. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm really good, Kemp. Nice to see you.
Good to be with you. We do this every year. This is, I believe, the fifth year that you've done the Trends Hub, and you know, this you do this in conjunction with Hanley Wood. One of the reasons that I love being the sponsor of this area is because it falls right in place with one of my soapbox messages, if you will, that this flooring industry is a design element. It's a fashion business, right?
It is. It absolutely is. If you think about it, it's a huge area of a room. And so it is an opportunity to create a sense of color and drama, to add pattern, to add texture. And I don't think it's necessarily considered enough, even by the industry itself, that it can be fashion-led. Absolutely it can be.
One of the things that drives me crazy are the retailers that are out there that meet with consumers, and they talk about the, you know, of course the performance is important and the cleanability is performance, but how it is installed is not that important because they're not thinking about that. They really want to just wow their neighbor. And so, you know, what you talk about as far as the forward-looking trends enables both the industry and the consumers to, you know, to think about the right element of flooring.
I think that what we do is very, very consumer focused. So we're really thinking about what are they going to want in the future? What are the things that are going to be interesting them? What are the things that they're going to be decorating around? What are the textures and the patterns and the colors that they're going to want to surround themselves with, and why? And that's what the trend forecasting throws up. That's the information that we get from all of our research. And it allows us to really give the industry that information 2 years ahead of time so that they can begin to think about their own product developments or the products that they're going to begin to buy in and stock over those periods. So yeah, it's very interesting to see the way that the information that we gather is actually used by the industry. The important thing though is to always think about the consumer. You're right. How interesting is it to really have a debate and discuss how something is actually fitted in the first place? They want to know what it brings to their lifestyle and their home environment and how that's really going to add to what they're trying to create, a sense of style in their own homes.
All right, so just a little background for those people who haven't seen you and I talk before. You are from the UK. You do trends forecasting. You look way out. You look out, I think you're working on 2016 right now. And so you focus on the interior side of the business, right?
We do. We're dedicated to the interior sector. So we work with manufacturers, retailers, interior designers, product designers, and the media. And yes, absolutely. The team are currently forecasting, and we're about halfway through finishing it, spring, summer 2016. So obviously we're considering the Olympics and things like that already. So yeah, we're always that kind of far out on our forecasting. It needs to be 2 to 3 years out to really then take it to the people who are at the beginning of the chain, who are our clients, the actual manufacturers.
Okay, let's talk about the Trends Hub where we are now. It looks like you have two themes. You have the library and the museum theme. Well, this is a little bit smaller space. It's very nicely designed. One of the things that's in the middle are these little glass domes, and there are samples from the exhibitors here. And I guess anybody that's an exhibitor here can offer a sample, right?
Yeah, there's a submissions process, so everybody gets contacted who's exhibiting at the show, and they're able to submit their samples, and then we display them on the booth. And really, it acts as a way to tell all of the visitors about the most interesting things that are really happening here at the show, and then they can see what are the booth numbers so that they can go and see more of that good stuff. So it's a nice way to really bring together some of the gems at the show and to display those together in a way that's got a theme around it, and it's hopefully a really interactive and interesting and inspiring space for people to learn not only about the exhibitor product, but also about the future trends.
Now you have mannequins with dresses, different colored dresses. Talk about that if you would.
Well, we try to do something different each year, and last year we had a huge printed up color palette. So we wanted to think of a different way of being able to show some of the most important colors for this year. And so we decided that we would color block that out in dresses, and we've had amazing laser cut necklaces made with the names of the colors on them. And so we've got a nice interesting feel that's going on within this space that's to do with old world wisdoms, to do with knowledge, to do with really cherishing the products in this space, to really cherish design and craftsmanship. So we've got this museum vibe that makes everything feel quite precious, which is really nice.
Well, you have leather furniture in here, and you also have naked light bulbs. So I mean, I'm sure that's part of your message too, right?
Yeah, it is about pulling things back, paring things down. It's about natural materials. It's about wanting to feel connected to nature. It's about feeling the roughness of the metal. It's so much about texture at the moment. So yeah, absolutely. Everything that we've put in here is here for a reason.
I think they've outlawed these in this country. Did you buy those in Europe?
It is true that there was a label on these lamps that said that in California they were made of some sort of a chemical that might make you ill.
All right, so that's one other thing you've got over here. I want to talk about these domes, our 50 or 100 anniversary domes. Talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, we've made these installations within domes, and we've made those at Scala Opus in the UK. So my assistant, Catherine Burgess, has been involved in making all these 50 years since or 100 years since installations. So if we think back 100 years, of course, it's 100 years since the outbreak of First World War. And so we have installations dedicated to that, and we've had knitters make poppies that are contained within domes. Also, it's 50 years since the signing of the Civil Rights Bill in America. We've got all sorts of different things that are happening under those domes, so people can really take a look around and discover. We want this real feeling of discovery and of knowledge and of being able to look through all of the drawers and the domes and all of the little interesting things that are happening, so that they can think about where we are right now in history and also what's been happening in the past as well.
Now, one other thing I want to talk about, you also do Designer Day, which is on tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
No, go for it. Well, and you take people around, and I believe you do a top 10, and you have been looking at the websites of about 400 of the exhibitors here, and you've picked the top 10 from what's caught your eye, and then you take designers around to show them these products.
Yeah, first thing in the morning, they will have a 90-minute seminar with me, and I'm going to take them through as many trends as I can for 2014 and into 2015 as well. Then I'll bring them down onto the show floor, into the Trends Hub, and we will go and see what I consider to be the top 10, the most interesting and the most unusual, the most on-trend or future trends. Their work links in a very strong way with what's happening in design. And it might not be that it's the biggest companies. It's often the little gems, the ones that you would maybe miss, the ones that maybe are showing here for the first time and they've only got a tiny booth. And we will take about 30 or 40 delegates around that top 10 list of exhibitors, and we will look at all different sorts of product areas. And I will show them that product through my eyes as a trend forecaster. Why do these products connect with the trends? What's special about them? How do they link with each other? What are the important qualities? So absolutely, we'll do that. And as you say, we've looked as a team at all of the exhibitor websites, so like maybe 400 websites, looked through all of their products in a very fair and thorough way to select those 10.
Okay, good. It's good to be with you again. We're talking to Victoria Redshaw, who's with Scarlet Opus, and we're in the Trends Hub, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.